You're listening to the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert, founder of the Jalbert Kelly Financial Group and author of the bestseller, Rescue Your Retirement. For over 30 years, Russ and his team have been helping families in Michigan live better lives in retirement. If you have questions about your retirement, you've come to the right place. Their lines are always open at 877-807-7233. So grab your pen and get ready to grow your nest egg. Here's Russ Jalbert.
Hi, and thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for being with us. You know, Jalbert Kelly, we're local. We've been here for 40 years. And that's the difference between us and many others that you may hear throughout the weekend. We're local. If you come in, you get to work with us. And we'd look forward to meeting you. We're experienced. We're independent. We can help bring you peace of mind. Today, we have a show that we think you're going to find especially interesting. We're going to talk about how do you plan for a lifetime of income in an uncertain environment. Environment is certainly uncertain. What can we do to make certain that our future will be secure? And some reasons to worry about stocks. We've got a lot of them. We want to talk to you about that. And what about the financial decisions that people face before retirement? It's a very important segment. But first, we're going to talk about reducing financial stress in retirement. Hang in there, and we're going to be right back.
This is the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert. Our lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, from the Financial Forum Radio Network studios, here's Russ.
Have you ever noticed how everyone and everything has some sort of a warm-up routine? I mean, you've got pitchers in the big leagues. They've got a routine. You've got the hitters. How about professional golfers? Everybody seems to have a checklist of things that need to be done. So think about it. Even driving a car has a checklist of things that need to be done, like the mirrors, adjusting the seats. So let me ask you a question. Do you have a pre-retirement checklist? Now, I know that you probably feel there may not be a need for such a thing, but I bet a good percentage of people have spent more time planning their vacations or what they're going to have for dinner or their golf game than they have about their retirement. Many of the people that we meet with think that, well, look, I've got a 401k, I've got an IRA, and I'm all prepared. Well, the fact of the matter is, each 5 to 10 year period is a period in which you should reevaluate. And at Jalbert, we work with clients to make sure that they are appropriately built for each stage of retirement. Imagine if you bought all your clothes. I mean, if you bought an entire wardrobe for the rest of your life and you were 45. Well, first of all, if you're like me, you know, you definitely wouldn't fit anymore. But how about style? What about your taste? Those are the things that have changed since you were 45. So in today's show, we're going to focus on that first 5 to 10 years leading up to retirement. We're going to discuss some of the big things that you need to be focused on and be prepared both emotionally and financially. Now, if you're already retired, you're going to want to stick around because we're going to be talking about the practical sides of these planning items and how they can impact you in retirement. It may not be too late for you to take advantage of some of these things and adjust your plans, even if you are retired. Now, I want you to grab something to write with, because one of the most important bits of information that we can give you is our number. And you might have questions after listening today, and we want you to call us. You know, retirement education is one of the most important things we do at Jalbert Kelly. And the answers to your questions and meeting with us, there's absolutely no obligation. So once again, give us a call at 877-807-7233. It'd be our pleasure to walk you through some of the things that we're going to be discussing today. And if you want to check us out, go online, jalbertkellyfinancial.com. Well, Pat, here we are. We're going to be talking about financial stress, but before we do so, I think we want to talk a little bit about the roadshow.
Yeah, we're taking the roadshow to Novi Sheraton. It's going to be April 30th, 4:30 to 6:30, and you can call in to the Jalbert Financial Group today to sign up. Again, it's going to be 4:30 to 6:30 on April 30th. It's going to be a really intimate setting, pretty awesome to get all of your questions answered, and it's really casual and nice to just just be able to meet, you know, Russ, myself, the rest of the team, and understand a little bit more about your financial situation.
And we're trying to reach out. You know, we said we're coming to a city near you. We're trying to reach out to the people in Plymouth, the people in Northville. We found this to be a good setting. So give us a holler. Come on out. We'll look forward to saying hi to you, making sure that you get all your questions answered. So here we are. We're going to talk about financial stress in retirement, Pat.
Hey, Russ, wait one second. Right before we get into talking about the financials and kind of the meat and potatoes of the show, I've got to ask you something that you talked about earlier. You know, you talked about your style when you were 45. And I've got to know, can you tell me a little bit about polyester suits?
Oh, my goodness. Polyester suits. Actually, I don't have any of my polyester suits that I used to buy, but I remember I had one. You folks listening, you got to remember this with me, right? Back in the 70s, and there we were in our polyester clothes. I remember having a polyester suit, and I was at some kind of a cocktail party, and
yeah.
I was talking to somebody that was smoking, and they were bumped into me, and the cigarette just melted the lapel on my suit. I think the suit was white and had blue stripes.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think I had on one of those shiny shoes, patent leather boots.
Okay? That's something else.
Oh, yeah. I was a pretty sharp guy back in the 70s. And I even had hair, and it came over my ears. But anyway, that's another story.
So you don't have any of those hanging in your closet?
No. The memories, the memories. Hey, listen, talking about financial stress. You know, stress is a big deal. Money is one of the primary reasons that we have stress in our lives. And we want to talk about, you know, how can we kind of plan to reduce our stress. So where are you here on this, Pat?
Yeah, so every single year, there's a survey that's put out about, it's called Stress in America. And so this year, they've done the survey again. And what they looked at was, since 2008, money has been actually the biggest stressor for Americans despite this long bull market. We've had 6 years of continuous up in the economy as a whole from a macro perspective. And so even with all this upward trending market growth, money is still a big indicator or big issue when we talk about stress in the average American's lives. So,
yeah, well, I know that, you know, like 72% of Americans, you know, report feeling stressed about money at least some of the time, and 22% say that it's extreme. You know, as you get into retirement, money takes on a whole new level of importance. It's serious. You know, you can't afford to make a mistake. And 60% of adults said their stress levels remain the same in the last year, but 29% said their tensions have gone up. Women, what is it that they have said?
Yeah, women actually are reporting higher stress levels than men most of the time.
Yeah, and you know, financial concerns, they create a lot of other worries. And, you know, you have health and health issues. That's a very big one. We have family responsibilities. I think 20% of Americans said that their financial concerns caused them to either miss or consider skipping visits to the doctors. And so, you know, stress is a real big deal. But you know what I think is stress, Pat? I think of stress as, I'm 53, and I'm not, but the guy that's 53 years old, he's got two kids in college, he has one that's a junior or a senior in high school, and he doesn't know if he's going to have a job in 6 months.
Right.
You know, that's real stress, and there's a lot of people out there that are feeling that right now. And, you know, one of the things that we're going to talk about is, how do you overcome that? And we talk about this frequently, Pat, but it merits being brought up again here. People found that if, in fact, you have some kind of emotional support, like your spouse, somebody to talk to, that's going to help. But from a financial perspective, what is it you can do? And we think that reducing stress is going to take this. We're going to just break your money into three separate pots. We talk about this, as I said, over and over, but I want you to have enough cash, I want you to have some stability, and I want you to have some investments. If you think about it, that makes a bigger world of sense than putting all of your money into one bucket and having it invested.
Right, and so we're on the topic of stress, and when you're transitioning your whole entire life savings to retirement, it's really important that from a couple different perspectives, from a financial perspective and then also from a stress level perspective, you meet with somebody else you can bounce ideas off of, and they can bring a solution to you for your entire life savings.
Well, you're talking about a financial professional.
Financial advisor, financial professional.
You bet. Somebody that can kind of show you the road ahead, the map ahead. You know, if in fact, you're finding yourself relating to what we're talking about, you know, you're listening to this radio show and you think, you know what, that's me. I'm the guy that's stressed. That's me. Well, you know what, if you give us a call, and you're going to find out that we're the same folks that you've gotten to know here on the radio, except the only difference is going to be that we're going to cater this meeting to your specific needs, not to the radio. So give us a phone call. Let us hear from you. Give us a call at 877-807-7233 and make an appointment to come in. Let us give you some ideas on what we can do to eliminate the stress that you may be feeling in your life. And you can certainly check us out online, JalbertKelly.com.
Looking to grow your retirement savings? You've come to the right place. Our phone lines are always open at 877-807-7233. This is the Financial Forum Radio Network. Now, back to Russ Jalbert.
Welcome back to the Financial Forum. I'm Russ Jalbert. With me is Patrick Kelly, registered investment advisor with our firm. And coming up, we're going to be talking about the real reasons you should be worried about stocks. But prior to that, we want to talk about a lifetime of income in an uncertain environment. You know, I once said to somebody, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't save your life, but I can sure save your lifestyle. And that's what we're going to talk about here. How can we preserve your lifestyle in this thing called retirement? That 20 to 30 year period of your life where there's no chance for you to, there's no really forgiveness for the making of a mistake. This is for real. This is serious. So, you know, many people can rely on their 401k plans. And the problem with this strategy is that, you know, how long is that money going to last? And if, in fact, it's going to last 5 years or 15 years, also, you don't know how much you might need in the future. There's a lot of questions that are coming at you. So, Pat, I find that this is perhaps one of the most important topics that we've ever talked about here.
It certainly is. I mean, Russ, you touch on this all the time about how uncertain the current environment is. And even if you just look at, you know, the last 15 years, you've seen 5-year CDs interest rates fluctuate between a high of 6, and then now we're at even 1%. And then during that same period, you've got the Dow starting at around basically 9,200 in 1999, and then it hits a low of 6,600, and then bounces back up to 1,700. That's crazy. So yeah. So preparing for, you know, that type of volatility becomes increasingly difficult.
Well, you bet. The volatility is a real issue. I want to just talk about some of the interest rates that we have out here. I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal from, I think it was just a couple days ago. Listen to this. The average six-month CD has remained unchanged. It's at 0.14%, 0.14% from a week earlier. How about the two-year CD? 0.38, you know, wow. Not even 0.5%. How about the average on a five-year? It's 0.83. It's not even
a percent. At that point, you almost want to put it underneath the mattress.
Well, and you're really right.
Yeah.
Because as a retiree, we have taken away, or the country has taken away from you, the ability to put your money into the bank and have some reasonable type of a return.
Days of easy fixed income are kind of gone.
And they're probably not going to be around for 5 or 10 years. Who knows? So this is a real challenging environment. Let's just kind of talk about this. Longevity. You know, we know that people underestimate it, Pat. You know, if you're married, you're healthy, your life experience is probably going to be longer than you think.
Right, right. People are just living longer today. You know, health care is getting better at a rapid rate, and people are just living longer.
Rising prices, you know. The average inflation, we're still looking at inflation is more than our interest rates. You know, inflation is still around 3%. So how do you inflation-proof the future when interest rates are so low? And, you know, the Fed is talking about increasing interest rates, but if so, it'll just be fractionally. So this is a real negative environment for a retiree to enter.
One thing to add on that, too, is that even when the Fed increases interest rates, one, they're going to be marginal, like Russ mentioned. The other thing, too, is that the financial products in the industry tend to lag the interest rate decision. So just because you see an increase in interest rates doesn't mean you're going to see an increase in guaranteed fixed rates of return.
Well, we know this. We know that there's a lot of variable. Mistakes are high. And if you get it wrong, you might run out of money. So what are the things that you can be doing? Here's something. You don't want to set it and forget it. You know, you need to review your retirement plan on an annual basis. How are you doing? Are you doing okay? Are you behind? Are you ahead? Let's find out. And if, in fact, you feel like I'm talking to you as I mentioned this, write our number down. Write our number down and give us a call. When you come in and have a meeting with us, you're going to find that you're talking with the same old folks that you've gotten to know here on the radio. The difference is that we're going to be focusing on your situation, the specifics of what your needs are. So this is an important issue. Next, I want to talk about increasing your contributions. When we talk about don't set it and forget it, you know, even a 1% increase in a contribution can help you to avoid making a major adjustment later on. So review your retirement plan on an annual basis, increase your 401k contributions, and That is a good beginning.
Yeah, another really helpful deal here is translate what you need for retirement into everyday terms. Most people look at retirement and think of what they need for monthly income, but if you look at the lump sum, it helps you understand how much money you really need to accumulate in your working years to actually push out that income into retirement.
Well, let's give some people something to think about here. So let's assume that you want to have $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
They say that that in an average stock portfolio, stock and bonds, that you can withdraw 4% safely.
Sure.
Now, we challenge that, and more recent studies are challenging that. However, let's stay with it. So if, in fact, I need, let's say, what did I say, $20,000?
$20,000 a year, yeah.
All right. So 4 times what is going to give me $20,000?
You're essentially going to need $500,000 to get your $20,000.
That's a big number.
Yeah.
That's a big number. But the fact is, that's what you need. And if, in fact, you have less, what are your choices? Well, some people have come to us and said, I know that I haven't saved enough, so I'm investing all of my money in stocks so that I can try to make more. That is risk, big risk.
Yeah, I mean, the really big risk that hits me there is that obviously it's a gamble, but the one big thing is that the sequence of returns, negative sequence of returns, comes into play. So if you are in the years that you first put your money in the stock market and retire and you're making withdrawals, if those first years are down years in the market, then that has a dramatic impact on the longevity of your overall portfolio.
Well, it's we cannot emphasize it enough. If there is a loss within the first 5 years within your portfolio, even a 10% loss, it can have a devastating effect on how long that portfolio is going to last. You know, kind of in a summary form here, think about Murphy's Law. You know, if anything can go wrong, it probably will. In other words, you know, planning is vital, and your plan must succeed. And that's the challenge that is brought to us. How do we assure you that your plan will succeed regardless of the stock market? And that's what we're going to try, and that's what we do calculate for you by breaking your money into, you have your cash pot, You have a stability pot, that pot that we need to make get the $20,000 of income, and the rest goes into investments. You know, at the end of the day, retirement planning comes down to three things: working with a financial professional, using numbers that are accurate as possible, and then revising your plan as you age. Anyone can use an online calculator and estimate their retirement numbers, but most people aren't willing to risk everything on estimates. And if you're like me, you want numbers to be as accurate and as close as you possibly can. It's fun to gamble with your house money, but when we're talking about what we've worked so hard to earn our whole lives, we want to be able to reduce risk as much as possible. So give us a call. Come on in. Have a complimentary review. Give us a shout. 877-807-7233. Check us out online, JalbertKellyFinancial.com. And the markets are changing faster than ever. There's a lot of unknowns, so come on in for a free appointment. You're going to enjoy being with us. We're going to enjoy being with you. And coming up later, we're going to talk about the real reasons you should worry about stocks.
You've got questions? We've got answers. You're tuned to the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Jalbert. The phone lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, here's Russ.
Welcome back to the Financial Forum. I'm Russ Jalbert. With me today is Patrick Kelly, registered investment advisor with our firm. And we're going to be talking about financial decisions that baby boomers must make as they live off their savings. Our number is 877-807-7233, and check us out online at JalbertKellyFinancial.com. In this segment, we're going to be talking about reasons to worry about stocks. And before we get into that, I just want to remind you of the roadshow. This one is going to focus on people from Plymouth, from Northville, probably even Brighton if you like, but right there via 275 at the Novi Sheraton. We're going to be having the roadshow on April 30th. From 4:30 to 6:30. This is a chance to come in and get your questions answered. We're keeping the setting small. It's intimate. This is not going to be your typical PowerPoint dinner luncheon, no, or dinner. This is going to be one-on-one talking to you about your needs, your goals, and what can we do to help you. So sign up, give us a phone call, 877-807-7233, and come on by, and we will look forward to meeting you and saying hi, okay? You know, I just want to say this. We're going to talk about worrying about stocks. You know, when you start out in life, you start out and you have a lot of time. But the people who come to our place, the people who come through our door, it's really the exact opposite. You know, they've got a big pile of money and they have very little time. And one of the things that I want to tell you is that, you know, nobody gets to learn to shave on our client's face. You know what I mean by that, Pat?
I like that.
Nobody gets to learn to shave on our client's face. We are experienced, we're independent, and we are here to bring you solid information. You know, the media is always looking for somebody or something to blame when there's turmoil in the markets. And all serious investors, you need to kind of tune that out. Long-term investment returns are going to depend really on two key aspects: asset allocation, which is how you spread your money around, and the next one is the valuations of the investments when you buy them. So here you go. Where are we headed now, Pat?
Well, when you look at the market today, especially in the U.S. economy, I would say that most stocks are overpriced or fully priced, and that's really coming. A lot of this analysis is coming from the Nobel Prize winning financial professor Robert Shiller. So he's actually reporting that the S&P 500 index, the stocks within that index, are as expensive today as they were in 1928 or 2007. So obviously, a reason for concern. It's not 100% correlated, but just kind of an eerie coincidence.
Well, I know Robert Shiller, and I think that he is, I find him a very respectful, a prudent writer, just a real fine economist. And he is predicting that over the next years, and this is the biggest challenge that face you and I, helping people to realize what he has come to the conclusion, or drawn this conclusion, that returns are going to be between 2 and 5% for the next decade. That is so remarkably less than what most people are expecting their returns to be.
Right.
And that's our biggest challenge, getting people to understand this.
Yeah, just for some context there, I mean, most people are assuming about an 8 to 9% return because historically that's what the S&P 500 has done.
And that's what brokers are showing you today that you can earn.
Yeah, when you see in an illustration, that's what they're assuming. So it really is important to be conservative when you're building out your financial plan.
You know, they'll say, let me show you, here's a mutual fund and here's what it did over the last 10 years.
Sure.
You know, that is absolutely wrong. If somebody ever shows you something, what they did over the last 10 years, I want you to ask this question. Okay, I understand what you've shown me. I want you now to tell me what are the worst 3 years of this mutual fund's career. What's the worst year of its career? And ask yourself, can you face up to that?
Right.
Because if you can't, don't do it. There is risk in the market. Let me ask you this. I was just thinking about this the other day. I was just thinking about this, here it is. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? That's the question that came to my mind. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? And, you know, you all have different answers to that. But now my second part of my question is this. What's the best way to get there? And this is where we would get involved with you. Because if you talk to a broker, he's going to say stocks and bonds.
Right.
And if you talk to us, we're going to say, yes, but we want to combine it with something that will guarantee your principal.
Right.
You need to have some of your assets equipped to be prepared, I think is a better way to say it, to be able to bring success to you that is not dependent upon the stock market. Which do you think makes more sense, being in stocks and bonds or being in some stocks and bonds and something that has a guarantee of principal? Which one makes more sense? I'm not here to try and tell you, but I think I can feel what that answer might be.
Right. And I also think a big thing is that stocks and bonds, you know, our view on stocks and bonds is that they can be a great investment if you're looking at the long term, if they're a long-term investment, and also if they're bought cheaply, if they're bought at the right time. So when you're looking at your overall investment portfolio, we like to start with, and we've talked about it a lot on the show, but the cash stability investments, cash being, you know, 3 to 5 years for some downtimes, your stability for making sure you can get hit your minimum payments that you have, your minimum expenses, your baseline expenses, and then what happens is that your investments, where you can invest in stocks and bonds, this is your longer term strategy that doesn't determine whether or not you can actually afford your lifestyle.
Well, the fact is, in a retirement portfolio, there is no such word as long term.
Right.
And your retirement portfolio is the portfolio that is there to provide you the income that you need to guarantee your fixed expenses. You know, it's natural that all of this news can make you want to, you know, not be in cash, and it's pretty risky when you consider, you know, how it stands up to inflation. You know, if you're in or you're near retirement, you have to be aware of your risk level. The markets are acting differently today than they ever have in the past. You know, no one has a crystal ball that works. But, yeah, that's true.
No one
has a crystal ball that works.
Right.
But the consensus is that stocks may be overvalued is for certain. Stocks are at a high point is for certain. We're in the sixth year of an up market. So this all creates the opportunity for you to say, is it time that I look at moving? So give us a call. Let us help you review your overall assets. Let us review your overall circumstances. Visit us online. Find out who we are and what we're about. Our phone, 877-807-7233. Give us a call. Come on in. We'd love to have a chance to meet you.
This is the Financial Forum Radio Network with Russ Gelbert. Our lines are always open at 877-807-7233. Now, from the Financial Forum Radio Network studios, here's Russ.
Hello, everybody. I am Russ Gelbert, and with me is Pat Kelly, registered investment advisor with our firm, and you're listening to the Financial Forum. What we're here to talk about right now is financial decisions baby boomers face before retirement. This is an important topic, the decisions that will be upon you as you become a retiree. But before I get there, I wanted to kind of go over with you, Pat. You know, as we were talking in the last segment, we're talking about reasons to worry about stocks.
Right.
And I just kind of want to review. I really made, I think, 6 points here, and I just want to summarize them. If you're listening, this might be a good thing to write down. But here we go. Reasons to worry about stocks. Here's the question. Are stocks at a high level? Well, we certainly believe that they are. And then I want you to ask yourself, how long have they been there? We know that that answer is 6 years. And we also know that in America, in the stock market, the United States stock market, the average length of time is not 6 years that they are up. It's actually 4.8. We'll call it 5 years. So we're 1 year over. Now, I'm not trying to draw conclusions here. I'm just giving you facts. Markets at a high level, stocks have been up for 6 years. Now, what about the long term? In the long term, when your broker says, well, look ahead, do you think the stock market's going to be higher in 10 years? If so, it's okay to invest in it. No, no. There is no such word as long term in a retirement or a distribution portfolio. Pat, I think you called it a decumulation portfolio.
Right.
And then I want you to ask yourself this. If, in fact, we had another event, whatever it might be, something to cause our market to fall 20-30%, what would that do to you? What would it do to your portfolio? I mean, that's a real good question to ask. I want to take you back to 2000. I have a client who has been with me since, I think, 2007, actually. And he had over $1 million. We'll call it $1 million, he and his wife. And he had retired in 99, and he felt pretty good. And then came this crash of 2000, 2001, 2002. And his broker continued to tell him, stay the course, it's going to come back. You know, you don't want to miss this. Well, he finally exited in 2002 he exited. He had lost over 50% of his $1 million. He was down to about $480,000. His life was really over. He thought he had a successful future. And I ask you to think about this. If the markets go, and you know what? Murphy's Law, we talked about it last week. When bad things happen, they happen. And when bad things happen, good people get hurt. What would happen to you? I only pose these as questions.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, and it's all about putting together a plan and asking those good questions. That's what a really good financial advisor does. I mean, one of the questions you posed, Russ, is where do you want to be in 5 years? And then how do you get there? And so, you know, that's another good question. It's all about setting yourself up for the worst case scenario. And if the worst case scenario doesn't happen, it's all gravy from there.
Well, what do they say? Plan. Hope for the best,
yeah,
and plan for the worst.
Right.
And I'll ask you this. Does your portfolio have to do well in order for you to be okay? I mean, if the answer to any of these questions concerns you, come in. You're going to find that we who are on the radio here that you've come to know are going to be able to have a meeting with you just as though you're on the radio, but we're going to talk just about your specific needs and your situation.
I always find a really good way to decide, you know, how much help you need or if you need to talk to somebody is think about money not in the sense of dollar amounts, but think about it how it affects your lifestyle and put together that budget and think, you know, how's my family going to be living? What is our lifestyle going to be like if I don't meet my retirement goals?
Oh, my gosh.
So that becomes really important when you put it in context.
Well, the majority of people, when we ask them at our road shows, how many people feel that the ills of 2008, the problems of 2008 have been solved, no hands go up. When we ask about how many people feel that there's negatives to come in the stock market, most everybody's hand goes up. We know that you're concerned, and we have solutions for you. But let's get to some of the talking points that we want to talk about as far as what you as a pre-retiree need to be preparing for as you enter retirement. You know, if you plan on retiring this year and the next few years, whatever, you know, financial decisions you face are going to be countless and they're going to be complex. Converting your nest egg into income and getting your assets set up to ensure, if you will, or assure that you don't outlive your savings, that is a big, big decision. Claiming Social Security is another issue.
Right. So we base this, the way to figure out how much you need for income, when you're going to take Social Security, all those decisions are really based on, you need to put together a budget. And that budget should be based on what you're actually expending for the last 12 to 18 months of employment. And then there's some other things to include in here. You can't forget your car loans, your credit card bills, property taxes, mortgage, just lots of really detail-oriented things that maybe you're not thinking about in your day-to-day expenses.
Well, another thing is going to be, what about, I'm 65 years old, and you may not be, maybe you're 62 or whatever, but what are your costs going to be for your health care going forward? What is it? Fidelity Benefits Consulting. What do they estimate? That it's going to be something like...
Yeah, actually, I think you sent me that article the other day. And, you know, basically, it is estimated that you're going to need about $220,000 to cover medical expenses throughout retirement.
That is absolutely amazing. You bet. Well, reducing stress is something we talked about. How do you reduce it in retirement? Planning for a lifetime of income in an uncertain environment. We've talked about that today and given you some ideas. And why should you worry about stocks? I hope you wrote down the 6 points that we gave you. And finally, some of the decisions that people face before they get into retirement. We want to help you. Let us help you. Give us a call. Go online and check us out. Don't forget our road show coming up on April 30th at the Novi Sheraton, and we will look forward to seeing you there. Pat, any final words?
Stay safe.
And be safe, everybody, because at Jalbert, we're always working to earn your trust.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy or completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Russ Jalbert or Patrick Kelly and Joseph Weltenbaugh are liable for usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and the claims-paying ability of the issuing company and may be subject to restrictions, limitations, or early withdrawal fees. Annuities are not FDIC insured. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for the specific features of the product and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they're taken. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.